This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW. Written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 172, entitled, Hey, Femalian, if you want a kid, you'll have to pay for it yourself. Description. This flyer says that women only have themselves to blame for the paternity strike, having made the divorce courts toxic to men once the fluffy feminists took them over. Women need to not only become FIPs, that's financially independent persons, they also need to become EMOs, equal moral obligations. That is, feel that they have a powerful moral obligation to be FIP and not parasite off a man. If not, then men will continue to let them rot on the shelf to extinction, which is MGTOW / masculist punishment of women for being fluffies, for not being FIPs, for not being EMOs. Another flyer itself. Full screen. Hey, Femalian, if you want a kid, you'll have to pay for it yourself. This is pretty much the norm in most Western countries nowadays. The fluffy feminists, in all their hypocrisy, in brackets, wanting equal rights with men, but not prepared to share equal obligations in being FIPs, in brackets, have taken over the divorce courts and made divorce and hence marriage toxic for males. So young men are voting with their feet and rejecting marriage, rejecting paternity, and spending their money on themselves. This paternity strike is now so widespread in countries like the US and Japan that two-thirds of young men under 35 in both countries are refusing to marry, refusing to have kids, and refusing to spend their money on fluffy parasites, expecting women to be FIP or they're punished by not getting a man to pay them any attention. For a woman to have a kid on her own is tough. She needs to be a superwoman with lots of energy, because she has to struggle to juggle two balls in the air, raising a kid and being a FIP. It's much easier for her to have a FIP husband who can pay some of the costs. So for the first few years of infancy, she can concentrate more on the kid and afford with her husband to have some domestic help to do the household chores. But women only have themselves to blame for the man's strike. Women have a deeply ingrained belief that men exist on this earth to pay for women to have babies. This attitude is probably in their DNA, since they unconsciously expect men to pay for them, do anything for them, in order to get a bit of her vagina. Well, those days are over, and young men are waking up fast that it's not in their self-interest to marry, to have kids, because the divorce courts have become so toxic to men, so gender unjust to men, that a married man will have roughly a 1 in 4 chance of being financially massacred and have his life ruined by these fluffy feminist-dominated divorce courts. Most feminists are still fluffies. They've had their feminist consciousness raised, but not their masculist consciousness raised, so by default still have traditional female expectations towards men, that is, seeing men as cash machines who exist only to serve women and their babies. Women judge men by men's exploitability, and the more exploitable he is, the richer he is, the better DNA he has that she could use for her kids, the more her vagina will wet. MGTOW/masculists bitterly resent this men as exploitables attitude of women, which deeply alienates men from women, hence the term in the title of this flyer, Femalian. Men strongly dislike being judged purely on their financial exploitability by fluffies and punish them in retaliation by refusing to have anything to do with them, not even sexing them, thus forcing women to pay for their own kid if they go ahead on their own in having one. A lot of these fluffy parasites will go ahead anyway and then expect the government to pay for them to have a kid, which means that indirectly men are still having to pay for her to have a kid since men pay the majority of the tax revenue. MGTOWs and masculists are growing exponentially in number. Soon, nearly all women will know the main ideas of the MGTOWs/masculists. The broadcast media will pick up on these ideas and run with the biggest story of our historical era, namely that the population is being wiped out due to men refusing paternity, due to the fluffy feminist takeover of the divorce courts. Enormous moral pressure will come from all sides on fluffies to get off their fat, parasitic asses and become career competent in getting a FIP majored education so that they can become FIPs as adults. So that if they really want a kid on their own, they can afford it and can hire a nanny. With all women FIPs, the gender laws can be made more readily, can be more readily made men fair, so that the paternity rejection right is brought in, and the divorce courts are made men fair. Ninchow/Masculus have a major job ahead of them in spreading the word to women that women have a powerful moral obligation not to parasite on men. Women have to be taught to suppress their DNA-based, evolved tendency to judge men by men's exploitability by women. It's not enough that women are FIPs in terms of their career. They also need to have the strong conviction that they have a moral obligation to pull their weight financially and not expect to parasite off the money of a man. Those women who are FIPs in terms of their career but still judge men with the criteria of a fluffy are called fluffy FIPs. But this is not good enough for the MGTOW's masculists who want women to be emo, equal moral obligations, FIPs. My sister is a fluffy FIP. She is not an emo FIP. She has that deeply ingrained attitude that men exist to pay for women. Such women are being punished now by MGTOW/masculists who refuse to go near them, not even sexing them, forcing them to rot on the shelf to extinction. How much effort will it take by the MGTOW/masculists to make women emos? If women have it in their DNA to judge men by male exploitability, the human brain is flexible and can adapt and learn, so it's not impossible for women to become emo in their attitudes towards men. They have no choice, since men have the power to force women to be FIPs and emos. If women are not, then the MGTOW/masculists will have nothing to do with them. If women express non-emo attitudes, that is, fluffy attitudes, then the MGTOW/masculists can put powerful moral pressure on these women, forcing them to change. Otherwise, they will not get a man and feel the moral rejection by men and society. Fluffy women and fluffy FIPs will be forced by men to adopt emo attitudes. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. Ciao.